Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome, everybody. This is Soul School Lesson 17. Every Wednesday is Soul School. It's a short little bit. And then on Fridays, we do conversational episodes with guests. And I had been talking about work and calling and vocation, and now I'm talking about something very different. And it's something that's a lot more personal, and I'm wondering if maybe you've had this kind of situation yourself. So you're going along in life, and you basically get along with people just fine, and then you run into somebody, and for reasons that you can't figure out, they just strike something in you that just drives you completely crazy, and you're not sure why. And on paper, everything should be okay, and you're not sure why, but there's a problem. And maybe they react to you too, and you're not sure why. And I was listening to this podcast, and I will try to have show notes that relate to this, this teacher and his thoughts on this, and I thought it was just fantastic. And I'm going to explain it in a slightly different way because I found some of his explanation a little bit confusing, but I'm simplifying it now. And how he put it was, whatever arises, love that. And how it works is, if you run into a person and they make you upset or angry for reasons that don't seem really obviously apparent. In other words, you know that it's not about the situation. You know that it's not about you directly. You know that maybe they came into the situation with some baggage of their own, or you might represent something that's upsetting them or that has upset them. Or maybe it's the other way around and they represent something that reminds you of some old pain. Think of them as your teacher, and they are setting up a kind of flag. And maybe we use that word red flag. They're setting up a red flag for you. But I actually like to change the color of the flag to white. Not a white flag of surrender, but a white flag of innocence. And think of your soul or your heart or the place where you really are. Think of yourself as like a 4 or 5 year old child, and remember back when you were just a kid and you didn't know much about life and the world was new and you weren't hurt yet by the world and you were innocent. And then there were things that came into your life and into your world that hurt you. And it seems as though people and circumstances come in and hurt us all over again. And when that pain happens and we encounter that pain, usually in other people, they are like these people who erect these white flags on the hills of our heart. And it's actually, surprisingly, a gift. And so if that ever happens to you, if you're noticing that happening more, it's a real challenge, but it's actually an invitation. And so the challenge today is to notice these flags. And so how it works is this. So you're interacting, going about your day, and all of a sudden, something really strikes you as really offensive or really upsetting, or you feel outraged or you feel hurt. You feel like you're taking something really personally. And maybe you're overreacting a little bit. That is your signal that something else is going on. And so the invitation is to look at that white flag and realize that there is some innocence inside you that's been violated. Some innocence in you that's been violated that is being represented there. So say somebody comes into your life and they're arrogant, and they are bossy, and they take for granted that they're hurting your feelings, and they kind of steamroll you over, and you feel hurt by that. it's going to be easy to pin that on them or the circumstances. But what's actually happening is that they're setting this white flag on the heart of you, and they are putting a marker there of an innocence that was hurt in you before. And that pain is very familiar, and that's why it really hurts like an old bruise. And so in that moment, you can take note of it and go back later and kind of love that innocent part of you that was hurt before. And this has a lot to do with healing old things that you might have even forgotten about, and you might not even ever even remember the specific incident. And there might be a number of incidents, because we all have our stuff. We've all been injured and numerous times. But the challenge today is to see that we're all going to feel these wounds and these hurts in our days. And there'll be people that serve as teachers. And the more we've been wounded, the more times this is going to happen to us. But that these opportunities will come along, and we can really make something of them. We can love that thing that arises, that white flag that arises that's erected on our heart. We can love that thing and comfort that innocence that was violated and work toward wholeness and see those things as opportunities instead of just violations. And that's how we become responsive instead of just reactionary. And so when those things come, and they will come because you're a human being and you've been hurt, and I'm a human being and I've been hurt, and people will hurt me and people will hurt you, and those things won't just be hurts in the moment, they will represent past hurts too, and they will feel very familiar. And I challenge you to go back and revisit the innocence that was lost and the innocence that was violated in you and how those are represented. And then love that part of yourself that was lost and that was violated, and comfort that part of you that was lost and violated, and ask God to heal that part and ask for wholeness, and you will find it. Take that and ruminate on that, and I hope you will be blessed.